Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 348, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. With joy and gladness in my soul, I hear the call to prayer. Let us go up to God's own house and bow before him there. And what follows, 348, the first three stanzas. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 25, at the verses 31 through 46. First, we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 25, beginning with verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Ellie Gunderson, who was still in the Lethbridge Hospital, Mr. John Overeem, who was admitted to the Lethbridge Hospital and is still there, Mr. and Mrs. Conrad DeLeo, and Mr. and Mrs. Jacob Beyer, who were both blessed with the birth of a baby daughter. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, and almighty God, the creator and the upholder of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy great mercy that thou hast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day. Then thou hast showered countless blessings upon us and our children, and the reasons for thanks, they have been multiplied. Then in this morning hour, then the birds of the air, they have already sung thy praises, and that for example, for instruction, for examination, and that we may become ashamed. Those birds, they have never sinned against thee. They are still upon the earth for the purpose wherefore thou hast created them. And they are still given to sing thy praises. Those birds, they have never sinned. Lord, may it please thee by the first time and by renewal, to grant a broken and a humble heart under all thy goodness and under all thy mercies, that indeed we may become small with a vehement desire, that thou may be praised, that thou may be honored, and that thou may be thanked. Then in the past week, then thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death, but then thou wast still spared, cared, provided, and protected. Oh, Lord, may we be given to see it. Then thou wast also yet granted showers upon the thirsty earth. But, Lord, thou knowest that the need is great, that there is much thirsty earth with parched crops, that are longing for refreshing showers. And may there also be such in our midst, here and there, such a parched and such a thirsty one, and may be afraid that it is all coming to the end, that it was never nothing, and that it shall never become anything. But all, may there be such parched ones, thirsty ones, that are given to cry unto thee, the living God, and that it may please thee in thy house, to grant those refreshing showers. Oh, Lord, thou wast promised it, that those smoking flaxes, they shall never be quenched, because they are thine. But also the broken reeds, that they shall never be broken. Ah, Lord, when we are still watering ourselves with our own proud thoughts, with the contemplation of the truth can be with former experiences, then it is also thy work, that we may become a parched one, and that we may be given to cry unto thee. Lord, come down with thy spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood, and manifest thy free and sovereign grace in the midst of us and our children, that in this morning hour it may be the set time from all eternity, that sinners may be drawn by thy love, that they may be stopped, that they may be turned, and that they may be given to us, Lord. What wilt thou have me to do? Oh, Lord, thou knowest how deeply that we have fallen. And if thou doth not work in us, then we shall continue on that broad way, and notwithstanding everything that is declared in thy word, the sweetness of the service of the Lord and the blessedness of the gospel and those eternal mansions for thy people, then notwithstanding all the threatenings and the reality of hell, then man continues onward. Lord, may there have also been troubled souls in the past week, when they were given to consider these matters, and that they have cried mightily unto thee. But now it may still be declared, thou hast given thy dear Son. He has come into this world. He has suffered and died. He was resurrected, ascended, and sitteth at thy right hand. From thence he is gathering and preserving his church. Wilt thou gather that church in this morning hour? Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, but it shall prosper in the thing whereunto thou wast sent it. Oh, impress it upon our hearts, all undeserved, forfeited and sinned away, and then our only hope and expectation, that is thy mercy possible, through the meritorial work of thy dear Son, and by the work of the Holy Spirit. Ah, Lord, thou hast said in thy word, that thou wilt be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. May there have been many such inquirers in this morning, that have begged of thee, that thou may do a great work in the midst of us and our children. Impress the solemnity of life upon all our hearts. Grant a hastening for our life's sake, and that thy people may be given to make their calling and election sure. Then in this morning, then thou still calleth unto us and our children, come. Lord, wilt thou then draw, and then thee will come. Wilt thou remember thy church all over the earth. Then in the past week, then thou wast not only spared life, but then thou wast also given life. Where thou wast blessed to family circles, to fathers and mothers by renewal in their married life, with the birth of a little child, a little daughter. Ah, Lord, may they have become very small under thy wonderful creation. The psalmist of old has declared, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And may they be little daughters of many prayers, a little daughters born to be born again, little daughters for thy honor and for thy glory. And may those parents be given, that they may bring their little children in the arms of prayer unto thee, and that thou may lay thy hands upon them and bless them. Then they shall be blessed indeed. Wilt thou remember grandparents, great-grandparents, with their added blessing, but also an added responsibility. Then we commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously watch over them, remember the barren ones. Lord, remember the sick and afflicted ones, the widows still in the hospital. Thou continuest to give much improvement, for which we may acknowledge thee. And may this solemn calling may be used for her eternal welfare. An old father, the oldest member of the congregation, was also taken to the hospital, and he remains there. Remember him in his weakness and frail condition, and may the means be blessed, and above all the calling sanctified. Wilt thou remember his dear wife, remember them both together and their old age and frail condition, and may they be given to cry unto thee. Remember the young daughter that underwent surgery in the past week, and then thou wast made that she could return home. May the means have been blessed. Well, thou grant healing and strengthening. And, Lord, may this special calling be used. Wherewith this calling thou art saying, my daughter, give me thy heart, Lord. And not able and not willing, but may it please thee to take possession of her young heart, and then she shall willingly give it unto thee. Oh, wilt thou remember the family circle? Remember all the sick, all the afflicted, all the frail ones amongst us. All the circumstances are most perfectly known unto thee. Wilt thou remember and bless them? Remember all the mourning ones. Ah, the hand that is taken away. And may thy hand continue to uphold and to comfort them. Remember all the elderly ones in our midst in the climbing of their years. Remember those in Bethesda with those that may care for them, those in their dwelling, and those that may still go in and out. Above all things, oh, do save them. Still the precious day of grace, where thou art still gathering a church unto thee. And now, Lord, in this morning, may our eyes truly be upon thee, and may our expectation be from thee, who has created the heavens and the earth, and pressed the solemnity of the subject upon all our hearts. Oh, the great day of judgment, when we shall all stand there, and when there shall come that separation between the left and the right. Oh, Lord, there is already a separation in this time, when we are wrought upon by thy free and sovereign grace. May it then please thee in this morning, ah, that little lambs, that they may be born in the midst of the church to become a little lamb of that great and good shepherd. May the prayers have been multiplied to that end. Wilt thou remember the listeners, those that may come up to thy house, those in their dwelling, and were on the coming Sabbath day, when the whole congregation may freely come up. Lord, remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins of this past week of this morning? Ah, may there be people that are indeed troubled with their sins, thoughts, words and deeds. Oh, Lord, we have become so proud. Perhaps Nebuchadnezzar's in our midst that are troubled with those proud thoughts, and at times that it may be a wonder that they are not as Nebuchadnezzar was as an animal, but that we may still have a rational mind. Lord, may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 13, the stanzas 3, 4, 6, and 7. O Lord, in thy wrath, stay the rage of thy foes. Awake in thy judgment, ordained interpose. Let people surround thee and wait at thy feet, while over them for judgment thou takest thy seat. And what follows, Psalter 13, the stanzas 3, 4, 6, and 7. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 25, the verses 31, 32, and 33. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Our text words speak of the solemn day of profound separation, four thoughts. First, the foretold signs. Secondly, the presiding judge. Thirdly, the perfect separation. And fourthly, the twofold pronouncement. Beloved congregation, we have heard in the past week that the judgment day, that it shall come, not maybe, and not perhaps, not likely, but it is written in our text when, and also five times that word shall. And how do we live with it? How has it been in the past week? Have we thought about that great day of judgment when we all, because it is written in our text, all nations, and in those nations, all people, thus that means in Pitcher Butte, not one excluded. Then we shall stand there before that holy tribunal to receive our just sentence. And now it is necessary that we become exercised with that tribunal here in the time that that tribunal is set up in our conscience, and that we become a sinner, a great sinner, that we become a beggar. Oh, are there such beggars in my midst that have come up that the Lord in this week and in this morning has yet granted a little begging? Oh, maybe you cannot hold it for begging, but that you have cried unto the Lord, Oh, then in this morning, then the Lord still says to us and our congregation, us and our children, come, none excluded. But it shall not always be. The day of grace shall come to an end. When death comes, then everything here comes to an end. And then our soul is ushered into eternity. And then we have heard of the foretold signs, but yet it shall come as a thief in the night. We have heard on the one side of the earth that the people are resting, sleeping, most of them at least. Oh, there shall also be many mothers feeding and taking care for their little children. And on the other side of the earth, then people shall be busy with their labors, with their studies, whatever it may be, the mothers with the children in the home. And then so suddenly and unexpectedly, then that great trumpet shall be heard. And then with the great trumpet, then there shall be the resurrection of the dead. All the graves, the billions that are under the earth. Then we read in the Bible that the sea shall give up their dead wherever they are. And then they shall also appear before that judgment seat. And then all those that are living, they shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Mortality shall put on immortality. And corruption shall put on incorruption. And then the trumpet shall sound. And then we read in our text words, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, then we shall all see him, congregation, the Son of Man, his glorified body, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that has been promised and entrusted unto the Son of God, as we read in Philippians 2, the verses 7 through 10, that is a reward upon his finished work, that he shall be the judge of the dead and the quick and the dead, because we read that the Lord Jesus Christ took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. And then in verse 9, wherefore the Lord has highly exalted him, and given him a name above every name, that at the knee of Jesus every man shall bow. Oh, blessed that people that may learn to bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords here below, that is given to us for his word and for his way, that may receive those new desires and those new longings. But oh, when we remain unconverted, then we read that yet every knee shall bow, but it shall be an unwilling bowing. And now concerning the Son of Man, then we read that we shall all see him in his glory. In the Gospel of Matthew it is written that we shall see him in his power, and in Revelations 1 verse 7, that every eye shall see him. Oh, what a solemn day that shall be. And then we read in that day that there shall be many that shall be given to pray. Oh, it is true, not a true prayer, but it shall be sincere, because when they shall see the King of Kings, then I read in Revelation 6 verse 16 that they shall cry. Oh, in the verse before, in verse 15, there I read of seven classes of men. There shall be kings, there shall be rich, There shall be the poor, there shall be bond servants, oh, young and old. Then in that day, then the classes upon this world, they shall be removed. Whether we are now prime minister, president, or a labor, or whatever we are, then all the distinction shall be removed. Oh, we shall have to give an account unto whom much is given, much is required. I read in Luke 12, verse 48, but they're all classes. They shall appear before that great king. And then I even read that there shall be those, oh, when they shall be given to see the judge upon the clouds of heaven, surrounded with all his holy angels, that they shall begin to cry unto the mountains and the hills, that they may be covered. Oh, it cannot be, it shall never be, because it is recorded in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10 and 11, that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Ah, then Paulus also added, and knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But then in verse 14, that the love of Christ restraineth us. Ah, then the apostle Paul, with the Lord's help, trying to impress upon the congregation of Corinth the one thing needful, that we need to be saved. And then we read that they shall pray, oh, in the time they have never prayed in truth and uprightness, may be so busy with the earthly things. But then on that great day of judgment, then they shall pray to the hills and to the mountains, that they may be covered, that they may be hidden. And then we read, not from the wrath of the Lion of Judah, but from the wrath of the Lamb. What a solemn pronouncement in the Word of God. Oh, on that day, there shall stand husband, and there shall be called husband and wife, with the children, the grandchildren, the congregation, consistory, and congregation of Pitcher Butte. Then we shall all see the King. There shall not be one missing. All the ones that have went away of all flesh, they shall be risen from the dead, and the living, they shall be called by the trumpet. Oh, it is true, there are many things that we do not know how it shall be. But congregation, in that day, we shall all know. Then it shall become reality for us and our children. Oh, do you think of those things? And I know that the thoughts of the terror of the Lord, without the application of the Holy Spirit, that it shall never bring a sinner in the dust. But Reverend Hellenbrook, in his lesson about sin, then he has spoken of the purpose of the commands, of the promises, and the threatenings. And then he has written that the Lord uses it, that it may operate upon rational creatures, and that it may be blessed. And now in our third thought, then there shall be a perfect a separation. And in that day, then I read that the devil shall also be cast into their everlasting abode. But now our text words, it concerns about man, it concerns me and you. And then we read in our text words, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another. When we compare scripture to scripture, and we read that the holy angels shall be with him, then the angels shall be used to separate, make a separation among all the people of the world. And boys and girls, how many groups shall there then be? how many groups? 3. In our life, how do we divide mankind? 2 groups, or do we have more? Do we also belong to a third, maybe? What are our thoughts about these things? All my unconverted fellow travelers, or are there still souls? That has become your concern. You have learned and seen that there is a blessed people upon the earth. And in the life of the true people of God, not only confession, but it shall be seen by their walk, pilgrims traveling to Zion, and that at the end may receive a place, a heavenly mansion that has been prepared for them from before the foundation of the world. Boys and girls, have you ever become jealous of that people? Oh, have you learned to cry, Lord, may I now belong to that blessed people or congregation? Are you not so jealous of that people? What are your thoughts of God's people? Maybe there are those amongst us that think, that people, that is such a gloomy life, many times so dark and troubles. And then if I belong to that people, I may not do this or may not do that. What may you not do, congregation? Tell me. If you belong to that people, what may you not do? You may enjoy the nice and the good things of the world that the Lord has given to that purpose. But we may not sin. Is that not so bad? When we have a hatred of sin, sinning against such a just and good-doing God, a God that grants so many blessings from day to day. Oh, I hope that there are those souls, and that is your struggle. Oh, for that true people, there are times that they find their life declared in God's word. But the temptations can be so strong. And, dig deeper, son of man, the iniquity. That there are souls that say, Lord, how can it now all go together? Such an evil heart. And be wine of thine. Then they are given to say, the Newton, 'tis a point I long to know. Oft that causes anxious thoughts, am I thine or am I not? But how many kinds of people? Oh, God's people, and then maybe some think the world, did not even go to church, and that are very bold in sin. Are you still bold in sin, congregation? Trying to go along with the world. Do you maybe have to say that I actually belong to the world? Or are there also people that think there are 3 groups? Need church-going people, devotions, family worship, but in our text words, we read of a separation into 2 groups. Shall that be the first separation? No. That separation that is made already here in the time. A separation, principles, desires, longings, a confession, and our walk. Thus the Lord already makes that separation here in the time. and that shall become visible by the fruits. Thus shall not be the first separation. That separation has taken already place here in the time, our people. That is given to make that precious choice of a Ruth. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Ah, that is a separation by free and sovereign grace. Thus, when we consider this solemn day, the great judgment day, then we must turn in unto ourselves. And have we now ever been separated? Has that now taken place? Because when the Lord works, then it becomes all different. Does not mean we can explain it, but we receive different desires and longings. Thus, when our text words speak of a tribunal, the Lord has a people where that tribunal is already set up. Because then we learn by the work of the Holy Spirit who the Lord is, that he is infinite pure, fewer eyes than to behold evil, and he canst not look on iniquity. As I read in Habakkuk 1 verse 13, and then we learn what a black sinner we are, and then we become so troubled, and then we learn that there is a separation, and the Lord has a people of God whom they must miss, and they cannot miss. Thus, that separation that takes place here below. Thus, when we consider the solemn judgment day, then we must turn in unto ourselves and examine very closely to which people that we belong. And now we read in our text words, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Perhaps speaking, the shepherd, when he gathers the animals of the field in the evening, then he separates the sheep from the goat. And then we read, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand. In this morning, then the Lord still calls and he invites that poor sinners may come unto him and be saved. Still by invitation. There's no one congregation that may not come. Oh, it is true. By nature, none shall come. But we are all called to come. And the Lord, by his grace, has a people that shall come. But on that great day of judgment, when we shall see the King, the Judge, on the clouds of heaven, on that glorious throne, then it shall not be by invitation, but then the angels shall be sent forth, and what a separation that shall be. Do you think about it, family circles, fathers and mothers and children? How shall that now be in your family? What a separation, what a terrible thing it is. What do you think, boys and girls, in your house? Is there still a sheep, a little lamb, or more? That is the most important question. A sheep, a little lamb, and even more. We must ask great things of the Lord. What shall it be in that day when there is a father and mother with their children, and when they shall all be put on the left as goats? Parents, shall your children then rise up against you and say, Father, Mother, you have taken so well care of me concerning the outward things. I have lacked absolutely nothing. But Father and Mother, why have you not more spoken to me of these things of my soul? Father and Mother, then it is your fault that we as children have to stand there. How is it, fathers and mothers? Oh, take then the time. Fathers and mothers, young couples, begin early. Gather your children round about God's word. No, we cannot convert them, but the Lord uses means. And then we read in our text words that he has gathered the sheep and place them on the right hand. They have become sheep by grace. Many times in the Bible, then we read of Christ as that great and good shepherd, and that he has a fold, and in that fold, he has little lambs and sheep, boys and girls. May you be given to us that you may be such a little lamb. Of course, when the Lord converts old people, then they also become a little lamb. And what precious things we read, the marks of grace. Oh, David in Psalm 23, by the exercise of faith, the Lord is my shepherd. Isaiah 40, verse 11, the shepherd. Oh, those little lambs. Are there those little lambs in my midst? Oh, that are many times afraid that they are not really a lamb. But then we read that the shepherd, that he bows so low and that he picks those little lambs up and presses them to his bosom. And then surely he speaks so kindly and so tenderly to those little lambs. Ah, then he says, oh, be not so distressed and so troubled, because that good shepherd, oh, the necessity to be led into those mysteries, that he has received those lambs and sheep as a gift from the Father. He has purchased them by his precious blood, and they were wrought upon by the Holy Spirit to receive those new desires and longings, and to learn that they need that good shepherd who has died, who has suffered and died, who has paid the price that they may be set free. I'll think of John 10, where we read of that good shepherd, that the good shepherd, he giveth his life for the sheep. Therefore the sheep may be placed on the right hand, because the judge, do we not read in Genesis 18, verse 25, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And then in verse 14, that those sheep, they hear the voice of the shepherd, and they follow him, O young and old. thus a separation here below, that we become a little lamb and that we grow up into a sheep, a place in that fold, separated here upon the earth, but on the great day of judgment, then it shall be publicly before the whole world, that perfect separation. Oh, on the great day of judgment, then it shall be a perfect separation. Here there can be those, what shall we call them? Hypocrites, actors, that try to pretend and act as if they are a sheep. And that is hard work. To have a name to live when we are dead and still try to prove to our fellow man that we are a sheep can also be those that deceive themselves. But now, on the great day of judgment, it shall be a perfect church. No Judas. Shall be a perfect church. And no separation. There a Paul and a Barnabas, they shall not have their squabbles and differences, but a perfect unity on the right. The blessed people, those on the left, they shall see it. That is now the people of God, who here in the time, maybe they have despised them. They thought they were too pious, too strict, too old-fashioned, and too gloomy. But now they are given to see. What a blessed people that the judge, the king, the holy angels, that they have separated. Oh, what a division. Then there shall be a wife and a husband. What a blessing it is. One husband and wife may both fear the Lord. Young people, is that your request? That you may receive a spouse that truly fears the Lord. Great blessing, a great privilege. Oh, brothers and sisters, you shall see a sister, a brother, maybe more, that here in the time they did not understand them, maybe even at enmity with them, maybe there has come a division because they were too strict. But then they shall see a blessed people, a sheep of the great shepherd. And who shall be on the left, boys and girls? They shall be the goats that have refused to bow under the scepter of King Jesus, that have never been converted. And before the judge speaks, of course, for those that have died before the judgment day, they perfectly know where they shall spend eternity. But then it shall be publicly in front of the whole world. And then our sins. Blessing when we may still have much shame in this world. But then publicly, front of the whole world, shall be declared our sins. We shall be judged. Our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. And then it shall truly appear how wicked and how vile this world was, young and old. Where shall we stand? Concerns eternity. Not 1 year, 100, 1,000,000, or 1,000,000,000. but a never-ending eternity. In this life, then many times we make sacrifices for the future, for our profit. And even when we consider a never-ending eternity, should we not hasten for our life's sake? But, and now the service of the Lord, that is such a good and such a precious and such a sweet service. And therefore may the prayers be multiplied. I have read of a young family, a father and mother with little children. Oldest was maybe 5 or 6, kindergarten, grade 1, just like some of our children. And how that marriage began was not written. So important, young people, that you may stand upon the same foundation, the Word of God, that you may speak of these things, the old truths and the old ways. Maybe it was made with promises, is not written. But alas, oh, it was a cross for that young wife, that that father, he became more bitter against the Word of God. And there came a time that with mealtime, after father was finished eating, that he left the table and he went someplace else. And then that mother, with the Lord's help, was given to read the Bible, speak a few words about what she had read, and pray. And then she has read the portion out of God's Word that we have read in this morning. And then that little daughter said to her mother, "Mother, that means that father is a goat. How come?" And then mother said, "After we pray, then you must ask father." So after prayer, that little daughter went to her father, looked him in his face, and said, "Father, are you still a goat? How come?" And the Lord used that simple question of that little daughter as an arrow in the heart of father. Then he was soon at the table. And that is now the question in this morning hour. And may the Lord also use it as arrows that may penetrate so deep in our heart, an arrow that we cannot remove, a goat. And if we do not become a sheep, eternally lost. Let us first sing. Psalter 223, the 3 stanzas. Oh, wherever his creatures gather, the unseen God is near. Let rulers fear their ruler, their judge let judges fear. How long, ye earthly judges, will ye pervert the right? How long shall wicked persons have favor in your sight? 223, let us only sing 1 and 2. the solemn day of profound separation. The foretold signs, the presiding judge, the perfect separation, and fourthly, the twofold pronouncement. The sheep on the right, the goats on the left. They shall know where they shall spend eternity. And what a mixed multitude the goat shall be. Heathens, Muslims, Roman Catholics, Christians, NRC, shall we be among them? And then the multitudes, then they shall wait to be judged. And then concerning the sheep, then we read, then shall the King, who was our King congregation. Because in this chapter we do not read of the King speaking, he is the King. But we do not read that it says that the King shall speak to the wicked, says he. Because they have refused here in the time to acknowledge his authority, his word, and his commands. And then for the sheep, oh, there shall be young and old. And then blessed words, come. Not the first time they have heard that invitation. Oh, here in the time, they were given to come to the throne of grace, to his word, to his house, to the cross, and to the table when the Lord is led further. But now it shall be a come. Whole world shall hear it. And how are they called? Come, ye blessed of my Father. Oh, they were already blessed here in the time, wrought upon. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Thus, works excluded, stressed, free and sovereign grace begins in eternity, and it shall end in eternity. But then the King has spoken of their works. Oh, when there were those that were sick, visited, naked, clothed, we have heard it. And then that people shall say, Lord, when have we done those things? Means not saved by work, but it was the fruits. But they have not put value on it. Oh, they are all lessons that the Spirit must teach his people. But then Christ has said, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of these little ones, ye have done it unto me. Mark of grace. Do we have a love for God's people, boys and girls? Do we have a love for them? That is a clear mark when the Lord works in our heart. Then we have a love for that people, and then we are so glad. Oh, in the beginning we can be so timid and so afraid. But then we are so glad when we may even come under their roof. Then we would be willing to even labor for nothing. Such a love for that people. Because that is a blessed people. Come, ye blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. How was that possible for those sheep, for those lambs? Have you learned, congregation? How can the judge, Christ, holding the justice of his Father, how can he now say to that great multitude, and it shall be a great multitude? We read thereof in John 7, verse 9, John on the island Patmos, a multitude that no man could number, all people, nations, colors, languages. Are we among them, congregation? Have we been wrought upon? But how is it now possible? Oh, that is possible because the judge, the king, he has become the lamb, the sheep. He has taken the sins, all those sheep, upon him. And as a lamb, he was led to the cross. He has suffered, he has died. He has satisfied justice. He has opened the gates of heaven, entered therein on the day of ascension, and prepared mansions for all his people. Is there also a mansion for us, congregation? There's a prepared people for a prepared place. Have you learned to love the king? A need for that king. And then the ones on the left, they hear it, that blessed word to the sheep. Come, ye blessed of the Father, relatives, once we have dwelt together upon this earth in the same dwelling. Maybe those that have sat beside you in church, and then we shall see them. They shall be taken up into the air. Read in Corinthians that they shall also judge the world. That means they shall agree with it. And then the king shall turn to those on the left, those that have refused to come. Maybe they were too busy, not interested, or boldly by their life have declared that they love the ways and the fashions of the world better than bowing under God's authority. Then it shall all come back when they were invited. Where the Lord is called by his word, by his goodness, by afflictions, by death, but they have refused. And what a solemn word it shall be. Depart. So loathsome in the sight of that holy king. How different, not blessed, but ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devils and his angels. We read in the scriptures that the earth shall be burnt up, it shall be purified. There's a thought of old fathers that it will likely be in the presence of the wicked while the furnace of hell is stoked, seven times hotter, if we may say it so, that they shall also see that all their dreams, their goods, their castles, their houses, their farms, that it shall all go up in flames. And then we read in the last verse, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Do you sometimes try to think what eternity is? But for the sheep, but the righteous into life eternal. Two ways, two peoples, and two destinations. And now in this morning, the Lord still calls unto your congregation that you may and must come. Still room in the sheepfold. And we do not read that those that have come with their needs, with their sins, with their burdens, with their riddles, with their perplexities, that they have been sent away, young and old. May we be given to consider what belongs to our peace. Lord is still gathering this church, may still be proclaimed a rich Savior for poor sinners. We read in Hebrews 7, verse 25, that he can save to the uttermost. Oh, what a precious word that word come is for poor and needy sinners. We read in Revelations 22, verse 17, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, may it please thee to bless thy holy word, and that each boy and girl, each youth, middle-aged and elderly, that we may be given to consider, to meditate, and ponder over these truths. May we be given to examine our hearts very closely according to thy holy word, to which people we belong. Lord, may thou use it for the unconverted, that they may be given to see that they are still a goat, lost, condemned, and cursed, but given to come unto thee and beg that they may be made a little lamb. Lord, wilt thou confirm thine own work, and where thou wast wrought, may there be more fervent exercises concerning our fellow man, for thy people. The wonder only becomes greater, that wonder of free and sovereign grace. We read in thy word, and who maketh thee to differ? Lord, may it please thee in the latter days of the earth to do a great and a wonderful work amongst us, that many may be gathered within the sheepfold. Wilt thou watch over us in this day, grant traveling mercies, remember man and beast with the heat of summer, bring us together under the means of grace in this afternoon hour. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 17, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. The Lord, the everlasting King, is seated on his judgment throne. The righteous judge of all the world will make his perfect justice known. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of John Liefdink and Abigail Jane Batane. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. And there will be a combined youth group meeting this coming Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. here in the church. And Reverend Adams hopes to present a topic, Psalter 17, 2, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.